From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Residents of Mosul say the center of the Iraqi city is eerily quiet as most people are hunkering down, waiting for the coming battle to liberate the city. They say they are fearful to venture out because Islamic State militants who have taken over the city have become more brutal and unpredictable in their behavior. The general running the coalition's ground campaign in Iraq is urging government forces not to rush into the city, but to put unrelenting pressure on the enemy until he breaks. Major General Gary Volesky spoke to reporters via teleconference from Baghdad Wednesday.
There was some villages where the people came out and showed where Daesh was, which was really encouraging for the Iraqi security forces, based on their information operations telling Daesh to leave.
The international charity Save the Children, meanwhile, says thousands of people have fled the Mosul area. The United Nations says Russia's extension of a truce, in the Syrian city of Aleppo does not provide enough time to allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to civilians. Russia's Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy says a humanitarian pause Thursday in Aleppo will last from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's 3 hours longer than originally planned. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are heading to their third debate late Wednesday. It will be the last time millions of Americans will have a chance to see the two candidates square off on a wide range of issues. Clinton will show up on the debate stage in Las Vegas, Nevada, with a growing lead in public opinion polls over Trump. In the unusually contentious campaign, both candidates have declared each other to be unfit to be president. This is VOA News. The ceasefire has started in Yemen, and a senior UN official says humanitarian agencies are going to take advantage of it to rush aid to tens of thousands of people living in areas that have been cut off by the conflict. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN humanitarian coordinator in Yemen says the window for delivering aid is very slim and limited to areas where the fighting has stopped. Jamie McGoldrick tells VOA the fighting is still going on in many areas, and he does not expect the ceasefire to kick in throughout the country at the stroke of midnight. The United Nations reports 80% of Yemen's 24 million people are in need of humanitarian aid. It says the formal economy has all but collapsed. Unemployment is massive. It says 14 million people are short of food and going hungry. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The leaders of Germany, Russia, Ukraine, and France gathered Wednesday in Berlin for talks aimed at reestablishing the stalled Minsk peace agreement. The agreement was aimed at reaching a political settlement for eastern Ukraine amid escalating tensions between the West and Russia. German Chancellor Angela Merkel invited Russia's President Vladimir Putin, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, and French President François Hollande to evaluate the implementation of the Minsk agreement and discuss further steps. The U.S. military says one of its service members and an American civilian were killed Wednesday in a shooting near a coalition base in the Afghan capital, Kabul. It says another service member and two U.S. civilians were wounded and are in stable condition. The shooter, wearing an Afghan army uniform, was shot and killed. The Palestinians are pushing for a U.N. Security Council resolution threatening consequences if Israel continues building Jewish settlements in lands the Palestinians want for a future state. Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour accused Israel of continuing to break international law. Israeli Ambassador Danny Dannon denounced what he said would be a one-sided resolution against Israel. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with Czech police, arrested a Russian citizen in Prague on Wednesday in connection with attempted cyber attacks against the United States. Last week, the Obama administration formally accused the Russian government of hacking U.S. institutions in an attempt to influence the upcoming presidential election. Police have not said the arrested man was involved with election-related hacking. A statement posted on the police website said the suspect was detained at a hotel in Prague. Police said he collapsed during the arrest and was given first aid before being transported to a hospital. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.